Here we are, Daf Ashur, Vav Amid Beis, on Yom Rishon Parsha Shalach Tov Shin Pe'al. Okay, we're starting at the first wide line on Daf Vav Amid Beis. Here we go, Bez Hashem, Omar Ula. Okay, there's a lot of different things we're going to discuss in today's blot. Moiridik. We could really spend every blot we could. This blot for sure we could spend a solid week, 8 hours a day. Omar Ula, Italia, first wide line of the mid base. Omar Ula, Italia shall Yovan.
The first wide line
is before the Mishnah? Yep. The first wide line. Omar Ula, Italia. Omar Ula, Italia shall Yovan. Italy of Yovan. Interesting to know what that means. Italy of Yovan. Pashas, we'll see in a moment. Zekrach Godel. Shall Roimi. It's a big, big place of Rome. Avitlas mea parcel, tlas mea parcel. And it's 300 parcel by 300 parcel. 300 parcel by 300 parcel. Gigantic. Okay, gigantic building. Zekrach Godel shall rain me. Tlas me a parcel. Vieshba shin samache shvokim and has 365 marketplaces. Kaminyan yamaisachamo. Like the days of the Amaisacham. The cotton shebukul in the smallest marketplace was the place Shalmeichri Oifas where they sold birds. Shisha Asa Mil was 16 mil by 16 mil, 32,000 amas by 32,000 amas, 60,000 feet by 60,000 feet. Oh yeah, like a mall. 60,000 feet by 60,000 feet, that's where they sold chickens, birds, fowl. Umelach Said Bechol Yoyim Biachamayim. And the king ate every day in one of them. I will appreciate if I adore by anybody who lived there. I will appreciate a Neulid, but if it wasn't born there, Neitel Prasvi Beis HaMelech, he took a present from the king. By Neulid, but somebody who was born there, I will appreciate a door, but he doesn't live there, Neitel Prasvi Beis HaMelech. Ushloishes, I love him. Be bunny, I'll explain everything that it means in a moment. Ushloishes, I love him, be bunny, Yeshboy. Chomesh Meos Chalainois, at 3,000 stores and 500 windows. Chomesh. Mayas Chalinas Malin Oshan, like chimneys that allow the smoke to escape. Chutz Lechayma. Tzadu Echad Yam, one side was the Yam. Tzadu Echad Horam, one side were mountains, Gvos. Tzadu Echad Mechitza Shabarzal, one side was an iron wall. Tzadu Echad Chulsiya Sumatzula, one side was swamp and very small pebbles. Nobody could walk there, basically. Nobody could walk there. Take a quick look at Rashi, please. Rashi is about 9 lines up, and with it says Masnisan and Rashi. Italia shall Yovan Krach Godel. She Godal Bishvil Ovain Menashe. She Bishor Sheikhlis Telebech, when he brought out Telebech, the Echel Yori Gabriel. Gabriel came down from Jermaine Bernard's Konaviyah. Now, this Gemara is a Gemara like this in Sanhedrin. Shlomo Melech with Basparo, correct. Here Rashi says Menashe, a little bit difficult why Rashi says that, but both Gemaras, both Medrashim, whatever, say, Klal Yisrael sins, and Esau goes up. I'm sure Birbaum once got out of the subway in Manhattan, or whatever it was, a cab, walks out and sees the big buildings. Remember the statement by Shlomo Birbaum? He looked up and he said, Ementos of an MS. Esav thinks this world is real. Look at these buildings here. He thinks Olam Hazeh is the Iker. He thinks this world is real. That's what you get over here. I never was so impressed with everything. Like, what could be wrong with the Empire State Building? Answer is nothing. Intentions are the problem. Not results. Why are you doing what you're doing?
Well, we own a lot of it.
Now, if you look at the map of Europe, what do you see sticking out of Europe? The Italian boot. The boot. So I once spoke to Rashiva about this. I'm looking at my notes. That it seems like the Mediterranean was smooth, meaning there was nothing sticking out of the northern end, which is Europe, nothing sticking out of the southern end. But when Klal Yisrael started sitting, whichever Avera it was, that allowed for an extension of the European continent, which became Rome, which became a nemesis. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very complicated, and so much interfacing and interaction. Wow. We don't live in a vacuum. We don't live in a vacuum. Who knows what Chaim Kanievsky is doing to protect the world? Who knows? Okay. So, okay, look at Mishnah Daf. Vavam is based. Cards are read the Megillah about the region of the first Adar. It is Abra, and then they decided after the 15th of Adar to make a leap year. It's Abra, Ashana, and they made a leap year. Koyin, I said, we had the Shani. Pashas, that means you read it again on Adar Shani. Amen, Adar Rishon, and Adar Shani, Elikir, Sabi, Yilu, Matar, Sabi, Yainim. Anybody who's learning Mesechus Megillah for the first time will know that this is called, now we're starting the Ein Bains. We're going to have a number of Mishnayas that say Ein Bain. There is no difference between that. Either Rishon, either Sheni, a Kriyas Megillah, Masada Sevi Yoidim.
Why do they wait so long to add an extra Adar?
Why do they wait so long to add an extra Adar? Because the extra leap year depends sometimes on the agricultural situation. They examine the contents of the vegetables and the crops, and they saw they need more time. That's what happened. That's why sometimes they had to wait. It was an agricultural decision as well as a calendar decision. Correct. What's that?
Two questions. What was Ula doing there? What was Ula doing there? And then what is this whole welfare state about them? First welfare, king giving out money and.
I don't know what the welfare state is. I don't think it means welfare. I think it's referring to the fact that the king was incredibly wealthy. The Marshal says, what is this Gemara doing here, B'chal? I thought that the pshat in the Gemara here is because it wants to show us a city that had a wall was laid out of water, which we will be discussing last time, but that's considered a walled city. That's what I thought. The Marsha says, if a nation does Averis and they get such a reward in Olam Hazeh, imagine what happens if a nation does mitzvahs, what kind of reward do they get in Olam Haba? Okay, so you state in the Marsha. Now we have a din, which is sometimes confusing. It's called the Dalet Parshas. The Dalet Parshas, which revolve around Adar. So it says here, they're all equal. Zevizeshovin. If you read them in the first one, you don't have to read it again in the second one. The Mishnah says, if you read Kriyas Megillah in the first one, you got to do it again in the second one. Here it's saying, same thing applies. You don't have to do it again. They're equal. Zakti Mara, Mani Masnisen. Who is the Mishnah? Mani Masnisen. Who's the Mishnah? It can't be any one of the three mentioned Tanoim coming up in the Brisa. The Tanya here's the Brisa. Of course, the Megillah, we have the Rishon. Okay, Halt Kofra, Brisa, here we go. You read the Megillah, and the Rishon. You ready for Moshe Bichus, or should I save it? Okay, so we'll say the Bichus on now, or should I say
it? It's
Purim. It's not related. Purim related. He said, Tomei Chavrusa, the best time to live is during Bayis Sheni. Because you can have two Purims in 1 year. That's what you say when you're 19 years old, that you can really celebrate Purim with all your Kachas. But when you're much older and know you have to make a Shabbos a Gadol Drosha, it doesn't work so well. You get too nervous over there. Okay. And I'm not sure about, we'll see when we finish the Gemara. I don't think it's a correct statement. Anyways, I don't think you celebrate the din of twice. The Tanya, of course, Megillah Be'al Risha, you read the Megillah Be'al Risha, but it's not Risha, no. And they became a leap year. Kerin, it's about the Shani, you read it, and the Shani, he's called a Mitzvah, and the Shani, any Mitzvah is like the Shani. No, he goes, but Risha, you gotta do it again. Ay, 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 ay. Chutzi, Mikra Megillah, except for Mikra Megillah, excuse me, anything you did in the first month, you don't have to do again, except for Mikra Megillah, except if that's the first time. You don't read it again around the Shani. Why? Any mitzvah which is Naig in the second month. Naig is Berishain. Ay, 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 ay. Kol mitzvah shenoygas b'sheini, noygas b'rishayin. Shemilayim em b'shem Rabbi Yosi, afkarin esayi b'adashayini, you read it in adashayini.
Are they quoting the same one? Two different mitzvahs and Rabbi
Yosi? I believe so. I thought about that. I think so. B'shem mitzvah shenoygas b'sheini, noygas b'rishayin. B'shavin! B'hespid v'tayinish asurim b'zeh b'zeh. This is where we hold halacha, in fact. When it's a leap year, hespid and tainus is also on what we call Purim cotton, as well as regular Purim. Zokti Gemara, Shim Galil, Hainu Tanakama, first questions first. Shim Galil is the same as the Tanakama, Amar Papa, say the Parshish Yika Benayu. Why? Tanakama, Sabal Chathila, it should be B'sheini. We have a B'rishai, of it. Ma Mikra Megillah, the Avagav the Kar B'rishai, Kar B'sheini. Let's have Yasi Savar. Afil Mikra Megillah, Chathila, is B'rishai. Shim Galil Savar, Afil say the Parshish, he Kar B'rishai, Kar B'sheini. So money. Itanekamo kasha matonis, because he says matonis are not done again. Amisha says they are done again. Ira belaz over the AC kasha mikra megillah. He says mikra megillah is not done again. Ira shemilil kasha say the parshios. The oilam tanekamo tanekam v'tano mikra megillah who I did matonis of yainin. I why did he say it? The whole about talia. You want to say melelam or shemilili? This is the way you're supposed to read a Mishnah Yitoni. Ein bein arbo also Shabbat Rishon liyudal Shabbat Rishon. There's no difference between the two of them. The Mikra Megillah umatonoi. So the need has for the tainis zev zeh shovim. Either say the parshias loy myri. He's not talking about them. Not that he disagrees. Okay. Now this Gemara is really no longer the Gel Halacha because we have a set calendar. If we don't have this Shaila, except for the fact of Hespit and Tainus. Omer Chia Bar Abin, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Hilchos Lekam Shem Gamliel.
Are other things that yeah. We learn from this though?
I don't hear you. I do not hear you. That sounds like Mark Steinberg. What do you want, Mark?
Yeah, the question is, even though we still learn other things that work, sometimes you find out
about
the Lachas, you
delve in. Yeah, that's correct. Hilchos Lekam Shem Gamliel, Shem Gamliel, Shem Gamliel, yeah. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Ushneyem Mikra Echa Dorshu. They both darsh in one pasuk. What does that mean? Shnei mikra echad darshu. B'chol shana v'shana. It says in the beginning of b'chol shana v'shana. What does that mean? B'lo shom b'yesi yisam b'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana ador ha-samuch l'shvat. Ador, when do we celebrate Purim? Ador, which comes after Shvat. Afkan ador ha-samuch l'shvat. Shemuel yosavad no. B'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana ador ha-samuch l'nissin. Afkan ador ha-samuch l'nissin. Stop! Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Mishnah Berurah and Rabbi Yosi Mistaber Taima. They mavirin ala mitzvahs. You have an adar coming up. Don't delay. Do it now. Rishin of Leil, my Taima. Amar Rabbi Tevi Taima Rishin of Leil. This line here is full of drushes. Far as seven felled on this line. Taima Rishin of Leil Mishnah Mismach Geula LeGeula. Rashi says two lines from the bottom. Purim LePesach. And that svara is Odif. Which of course shows us that there is an intrinsic connection between Purim and Pesach. Which we have to know about, which we had in fact. Mishenichnas Adar. End of Tainus. So Mishenichnas Adar, Mam Besimcha, includes Nisan, Rashi says. Purim and Pesach are connected in many ways. Zokhtel Gemara Baiter, Rabbi Lazar, Matai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi The word Hashenis, Rashi says again, means B'chodesh Hashenis. V'yitzchach l'michtov Hashenis. We are now on Dav Zayin, Omid Aleph, Nochah, Blat, and Shas. You people are incredible. V'yitzchach l'michtov Hashenis, V'yitzchach l'michtov b'chol shana, v'shana. Yiv b'chol shana, v'shana, would only say b'chol shana, v'shana, avimina ki kushin. I would think like the kasho, kamash v'lan Hashenis. We do it in the second month. V'yashmina Hashenis, avimina b'tchila. Berishayin, the chetchila and the Berishayin who b'sheini. Maybe you should do it in both months. Kamash v'lo and b'chol shana b'shana. I add as I began. It doesn't discuss what you do with the din of Simchas Purim in the Suda. It doesn't say that. It only talks about Matanis of Yainim and Shalach Manis. Okay. I don't talk about Matanis of Yainim. It doesn't talk about this concept of the Simcha. Okay. Now Zakti Marazai. What does he do with Hashenis? Now we get introduced to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. There was a gzeira to read the Megillah and Shushan. It was a two-step process. Oh, that's it. Now, another statement. This Gemara now is coming up is really, it's fundamental, and in certain ways it's like almost incredible. Omar Avshua Bar Yehuda, Shochalem Esla Chacham. Esther said to the Chachamim, Kavuni L'dairais, I want the Megillah to be part of Tanakh. Kavuni L'dairais. Rashi says two lines from the top, Leontif L'kriya, Lias L'Lashem. I don't know what the words Lias L'Lashem mean, but Leontif L'kriya. I want it. Kavuni L'dairais. Shocholei, Kina Atmai Resalenu L'Bein Umais. Yesterday afternoon, Colin, was a sheer. We don't, our anhoga is not to shtechel zechoyis the oigin. You know what that means? Our anhoga is not to stick it to the eyes of the goyim. Shh, quiet. They don't like us. They don't deal with us fairly. Yeah, it's true. They don't like us. They don't deal with us fairly. We don't make parades. We don't make tumult. Sometimes we have to work with hishtadlus in the government. It's a very big shiloh. That's the shayla. You know what they said? The kinat mares oleinu ben umais. Rashi says oleinu kinat mares oleinu on the third line. She yemru umais shenu semechem hazma blasim. The goyim are going to say we're happy. We're celebrating that we beat them. So what do you think that's going to do for us? What do you think that's going to do for us? Why can't we celebrate the fact we beat the goyim? Shh. We're living in galus. Shah.
We beat the Greeks and we light menorahs in our
windows. That's true. We light menorahs in the window, but Lamaisa, we don't have a written book of celebration.
I mean, Korn was also in Gaul, they're still living under Korn.
Well, they went out. They went up there to show. In Hanukkah, they were living under the Greek power.
The majority
of them didn't go. Yeah, it's also true. That's true. Then what happened? She sent back to them. It's already written in their history books. I understand this. I don't understand this either. They were written in history books. But it doesn't say in the history books that the Jews celebrated. Okay. Now, the Gemara continues with a statement. Rav Chananya, Rav Yechon, Rav Chaviva. Stop, says the Gemara. Masli Mekuli say, Mai, Koki, Agav. Whenever you have these four people together, there are people who say, Chalufei, Rav Yechon, take Rav Yechon, Amai, Rav Yechon, and put in Rav Yechon. Shochel, Master, Esther said, Chacham, Kisvuni, Ladairis. Write me down, Ladairis. Shochel, Lei, Aloy, Kisafil, Chod. No, there's a Pasuk in Mishlei. Shlishim, Velol, Riveim. Like a sabbath, shlishim, Riveim. Only three times did they mention Amalek in Tanakh, not four times. Until we found a pasuk that allows us to write about a Amalek again. What? Ksoiv is the maftia for Parshas Beshalach. Ksoiv, zoisi karn. Write it down. Masha kosov kan. Write down what's written here. Uv Mishnah Torah. That's one. Zikorain, Mashikosa B'Neviim. The Sefer Mashikosa B'Megillah. Ah, there's a hint at another one. That's the Megillah. The Gemara Kitanayat Machakos Anoyim. Ksoiv Zois Mashikosa Khan. Zikorain Mashikosa Mishnah Torah. The Sefer Mashikosa B'Neviim. The Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds Mikra Megillah is not written down. The Megillah is not written down. You hear that? Atana. It's not written down. Rabbi Loza Modi. Oh, what does it mean? Rabbi Loza Modi, hold on. Rabbi Loza Modi, Omer. Kosov Zois, Masha Kosov Khan, Mishnah Torah, Ksoiv Zois, Masha Kosov Khan, Mishnah Torah, Zikor, Masha Kosov Benavim, Misaifa Masha Kosov Benagil, stop, Amachloikis Tanoim. Omar Aviuda Meshul, Esther ain't a Metame Sedayim. Esther is not Metame Sedayim. We understood because it does not have that Kedusha to be written down. The members of Meshul, Esther La Baruch HaKadosh Nemer, is not said Baruch HaKadosh. We have Meshul, Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemer. Nemra Likrois, it was said to be read. Yeah, what's that? Nemra likrois. Nemra likrosi was not said to be written down. We have a Tana who holds that Esther was not meant to be written down. Yes, Dr. David.
Oh, that pasuk that we're darshaning.
Yeah.
Is that like a smachta?
No, not in this situation. A smachta is a good word, but they were looking for a hetel halacha, a shal halacha here.
The darshaning of pasuk in, was it the
Torah? No.
Shmos.
Parsha Mishael.
events that didn't happen yet?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Is there any other case like that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just understand what it was part of Tanakh by the time the Tanakh was saying. So what was he saying? They made a mistake? Like, what do you mean? It shouldn't have been written?
Who said it was part of Tanakh by the time of Tanakh? You were alive then? How do you know?
It wasn't Megaz Esther at the time, though.
Huh?
It wasn't Megillah. It was
they said it by heart. They didn't write it down. They laid it by heart.
Rav, is
going to be sure.
Is it Tana? When is it Rav's? I mean, when was Tanakh
put together? Now you're asking a question. How could there be a machlokes about something like this? No, either it was written down or it wasn't written down.
That's a classic question, but I'm saying even more. In other words, the Seder Machlokes was not included.
That's correct. There's a machlokes Tanaim
about it. Okay, but you know, Megillah happened about 150 years before that.
Longer than that. 400 years before, be sure, maybe.
No. Before the Maccabees.
Yeah.
Before Hanukkah.
Right.
So, is he saying?
He's saying it was not part of the written words of Tanakh. Now, what you want to ask the question, Rabbi Yeshua? What did they do last year? What happened 100 years ago? What are you talking about? Okay.
I mean, was it, look, was it early Tana, late Tana? I mean,
no, he says he's not an early Tana. No.
So I assume by Rabbi Nasi they had Tanakh.
Yeah, brother. I'm only smiling because it's a very difficult question. I'm giving you a hard time.
Going back to my question.
I like to give you a hard time sometimes. I'll give you a hard
fine.
Time.
I
yes.
Before Mordechai Nestor, what did they do with that pasuk? They just said, oh, this is to be decided later when history unfolds?
Yes, there are a lot of things that they went back into the Torah to see if the Torah talks about.
But there was no Masorah.
Fascinating, isn't it? Fascinating. It's all fascinating. Difficult and fascinating. Meisivei. We haven't finished yet. Remeir Mekahela Seina Matamish Yadayim. Kehelas Na Matamish Yadayim. Umachlekes Mishir Hashirim. Revesim Mishir Hashirim Is Matamish Yadayim. Umachlekes Mekahelas. Shim Roi Mekahelas Is Mekulei Beishamai Mechumri Beisil. Now this is a halacha. That's something which has Kedusha of being part of Tanakh. If you touch it, you become Tomei. Therefore, they would keep the Chum away from it. Therefore, the mice wouldn't be near the food. The Megillas wouldn't be eaten. A whole Tum going on over here. One second. So what's going on over here? Says the Gemara. What's included in this example? So Gemara starts with the Rebbe says Kelos is not Matami Yadayim. Machlokes Mishir Hashirim. Rebbe Yosi says Mishir Hashirim is Matami Yadayim. Machlokes Mekahelas. Shimon Kelos is Mekula Beisham Mechum Beishilol. Avul Rus Mishir Hashirim V'yesta Matami Nesi Yadayim. They are Matami Yadayim. So what are you talking about? Who the other can be sure? No, also can be sure. This is not Matami Yadayim. This was not supposed to be written. One more. Tanya, Shimon ben Ashi Mekahelas, Ainam Matami Yadayim. It's a chokhmah of Shleima. It's only the chokhmah of Shleima. It's not the ruach hakodesh. Omalei v'chizu b'vad ama v'lei kvar nema v'idav shleish is the lof mashal. V'yem al toys of al devarav. My v'yoyim v'chiteima meimar tuva omar. Di boy ichta v'i udi boy lo ichta v'tashma al toys of al devarav. Therefore we see that this in fact does have kedusha kahelas. Says the Gemara Tanya. How do you know what Ham was thinking if it's not Ruach HaKodesh? If you keep on Master Ruach HaKodesh Nemra, Shembati Esther Nois Eschem Be'enei Korea. How do you know that? Remei Master Ruach HaKodesh Nemra, Shembati Yeda HaDavel HaMordechai. How do you know it? But you vote HaDavel HaMordechai. If you see the Bariki Zoyme, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra, Shembati Bizal Shoch HaShodom. How do you know that? Stop. End of the Gemara. We're going to have another piece now, which is going to be a little bit more difficult in a different range. I want to put everything together here. We have a Gatza Tumul. What's with Esther? Do you write it? Don't you write it? Yeah, she got permission. She didn't get permission. Machloikis. In fact, Rishon Garfinkel, Machloikis, what's going on here? There's a Mishnah also that he asked later on, Rishon Garfinkel, that says the Maisa Megillah was written down. It's a Machloikis. Then it could be that the Chacham came afterwards and said, we're going to write it down anyways. But it doesn't have the same Kedusha, according to Mishua. Okay, now, in Machlokes, what's Tomei, what's not Tomei? Then we have five rayas that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh, and therefore it is Matami Shadayim, but there's still a Machlokes whether it should be written down or not. Stop. Five Tanoim. Now this happens a few places in Shas, which are about to happen. Not too often, a few places. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said to five Tanoim, about five Tanoim. Had I been there? I would have said Milsa Adiva Mekulu, something better than all five Tanoim. Shenema Kimu Vikiblu, Kimu Lamailo, Masha Kiblu Lamata. How do you know what's going on in Shemayim? It's a raya to Ruach HaKodesh. Pella de Gazach, Peladik, Zach, Peladik, Zach. Shmuel's coming to argue on five Tanoim. Now stop, hold on, haven't finished yet. Amar Rav, Lekulu Islo Pircha, I have a kasha on every one of the five Tanoim. Levami to Shmuel, let's say Pircha, and Shmuel have no Pircha. The Reb Laza, Svara, Reb Laza wants to know, they figured out in Svara. He was such an Unger Blossom of Balgaiva, and he's the one who said that the king definitely wants me. Reb Laza, Svara, who will have a Yiddish, the Chosha of the Malka, God will say, he said, nobody will Chosha like me. Fahai, Kikam Afarish, Tuva, fine. Everybody looked at Esther and said, whoa, she's one of us. Said it out loud. Because how did Mordechai know something's going on? Because he knew all the languages and he overheard them talking. Maybe they sent out letters, and therefore everybody knew. How about Shmuel? There's Shmuel, Vare, Leslie, Pircha. There's no Pircha, because Shmuel said, what happened in Shemayim? Omar Ravina, very difficult Gemara here, Rabbi Yisrael. Omar Ravina, some Gairis, Omar Rava, Hainu, Omar Inchi, this is what people say. Tova, Choda, Pilpola, Charifta, Imale Tzini. One shot of sharp pepper is better than a whole container of melons. Everybody say, I told you, beginning of the shiur today, you need a lot of work. One of the things you need to work on, you have an Amira, I'll give five Tanoim, then another Amira who says this Amira is right, the other five Tanoim, and he's one sharp pepper is better. Well, it's very hard to understand. Hard to understand. Yes?
Is the Kari though part of that phrase?
Who?
Tzini Kari?
Yes. Charifta, Choda Pilpola, Charifta, Mimale Tzinik.
They're arguing or they're just saying.
Mimale Tzinik Kari.
I think it's Kari, yes. Yes, yes. Kari are the gourds, the melons. Yeah. Yes.
They're arguing on the Tanoim or they're just saying, I see a little problem. Well,
whatever. You want to be very nice and sweet and I see a little problem, but they're arguing. I'll get face. Rav Yosef Amehocha. Another pshat. How do you know this problem is going to last forever? I don't know what to tell you. The Belzer Rebbe said that Belzer Chassidus is going to last until Mashiach comes. They claim, I never heard this from my Rashi, from my Rebbe. They claim that Rabbi Dessal said that Lakewood is going to last until Mashiach comes. I don't know. It's called Nevua. I don't know. I'm just telling you.
It's coming soon, so it will last.
Okay. Umatanas of Yoinim. Zakti Gemara, three lights on the bottom. Tini, Rabbi Yisrael, Mishloach Manos, says, Re'ehu. The Pasuk says, Umishloach Manos, Ishto Re'ehu. Two types of food to one person. Shtei Manos, Le Yishecha. Two Manos to one person. Umatanas, Le Ebionim. Shtei Matanas, Le Shnei B'nei Adam. Two aniyim, each one gets one. Yehuda Nesia, Shadalei Rabbi Shia, Atma, a thigh, the Igla Tilsa. Igla Tilsa is brought down several times in Shas. It either means the third born, Igla Tilsa, a very delicious calf. Vigar and Chabra, the barrel of wine. Sholach Lei, they sent them back. Kayamiz Banu Rabbeinu. Umishloach Manos Ishto Re'ehu. Umatanas of Yoinim is taken out. There's a big tumult about the words Matanas of Yoinim. The Bach takes it out and the Goyim takes it out. Okay.
What's the other meaning of
Igla Tilsa means like the third born or it just went out of my mind as I said it. The third born calf.
Isn't that fattened?
Yeah, it means a fat calf. I forgot what Tilsa means. I'm sorry. I forgot the second shot. Tosfos brings it down. I forgot what it means. Okay. Zokti. I don't think it's Tosfos here, is it? No. Okay. Zokti Yemar. Rabba Shodolei Lemeri Barmar Biyad Abaye. Rabba sent in the hands of Abaye. All these Gemaras are difficult. Mole Taska de Kashva, or Mole Kasa de Kamcha. He sent to me. Mr. Kassel, we'd like to translate that for us. The third line on the top of the Gemara, on the Zion Mid Beis. Molly Taska the Kashra, what is that?
A basket full of dates.
A basket full of dates.
filled with the flour of roasted wheat.
Flour of roasted wheat, that's what he said. I forgot to say everybody say Nochan Omen, I'm sorry, hit the Zion base. I'm like, Abaye, Hashtom, Amari, Ichaklo, Malko, Levi, Dikula, Mitzavare, like Nochis. What's going on here, Rabba? How do Abaye talk this way? I don't understand. I don't understand this. I said, what are you saying? He said, Rabba, you became you're the head, you're the Rashiva. How could you send Shalach Monis the same way you sent, like when you were a poorer person? It's not right. Or the Shochel Eil, he was sent back to him, Mole Taska de Zangavila, a basket full of ginger, Mole Kasa de Pupulta of pepper, Aricha, long peppers. Rabbi Hashem Amar, I know Hashem Lechulia, you sent Lechurfe, I sent him sweet, he sent me back sharp. Okay, so what this means also, what are you comparing, what did he mean? Omar Abaye, he nothing me beimar when I left his house. Habi Savada, when I left Rabbi's house, I was full. He bought it also when I got there. Krivuli Sheetin Tsoi, the Sheetin Mine Kedera. Also, Gemara, that needs explanation. Because I'm Sefer says this whole Gemara is Lav Dafka. He says they gave me a meal with 60 plates with 60 types of food. Vachli Mushitin, Plugi ate 60 of them. Ubishula Basraisa, Havukorlate Sile Karda. The last thing they said, this gave me was pot roast to boil the Mechas Tsoa Basra. I wanted to eat the plate after. What does this mean? Some Sefer here says a pshat that he was talking about Mesechtas and Shas, but it's very difficult concept. What's going on here? Very difficult. Now we're getting to one of the most famous lines in the entire Mesechta, and for many people, it might be one of the most famous lines in all of Shas. This is what people say, Kofedanya is personally very hungry, not realizing. Which is the advertisement for those people who remember such things. There's always room for jello, which is really this gemara over here, that sweet things always have room. Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, Michlif Yusuf B'Sayelah, they used to switch over Sudis. One year he came to his house, one year he came to his house. Omar Rava, drum roll. Mechayim Yiddish B'Sumi Puri Eliyah, the Mechayim Yiddish B'Sumi Puri Eliyah, oh, a person is chayiv l'besumei, and Rashi says l'ishtaker b'yayin. Oh, this gemara needs so much work. A person is chayiv l'besumei puri eliyahu v'nor v'lemor v'mod chay. Rabba Reb Zeiro, Rabba and Reb Zeiro, do sudas puri v'adi and doni made the suda together. If so, they became imbibed with the wine. Ay. Come, Rabba, shachti Reb Zeiro. Incompetent. Rabbi, get up and shecht it. Oh, this Gemara needs so much work. Lebacha, next year, boy Rachme, next morning. Boy Rachme, Rachye, he got Kiyas Mason. He brought Reb Zeira back. Shudder. Next year. Amalei, Nasi, Mavi, never to this poor about the other. Let's have a suit again. Amalei, Loy Bechol, Shaitim, Shaitim, Rachye, Nisa, you don't get an S over here. Get an S all the time. Pella. Oh, my Rabbi, I'm going to support it. Stop. Now, next Gemara told the Mishnah is also Shver. Oh, my Rabbi, I'm going to support it. I'm going to support it at night. Well, you don't think about getting this from the day. My time of why you may, Mishnah, 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 Rabbi, Ashi, Yavi, Yosef, Kamei, De Rav, Kahad, or Kamei, Da, Meva. No, God, we also rebut him. Nobody came to Shir that day. Support him. Not planning on support him. Nobody showed up for Shir. Oh, believe my time, only also rebut him. Why didn't anybody show up today? What's going on? The big shot, who's talking to who? My devil also rabbi, I'm like Dilma, 3 days in the poor, they're involved in the poor suit, they couldn't come. I'm like, well, how was Hevshel Mechel Mechel, the one needed last night? Shalom Garfinkel. Yeah. Skamar is very difficult. Why needed last night? I'm like, Shmiel Elamar, you didn't hear Hadam Rabba, this rabbi said, soon as poor, Shalom Alay, well, you're not Yosef Yachiv. I'm like, oh my rabbi, Hachi, rabbi said this. I'm like, in. Tony Midi Abom Zibnin, Vidami Lake, and Mandamun of Akise. He chazed over 40 times, and he had it in his pocket. Can you explain to me the time of Rava, from the time of Purim? One second. Hundreds of years. And nobody knew he was supposed to eat the Purim suit at night, during the day and not at night. Very difficult, Gemara. That's what I said, exactly. Wasn't there done the previous year. This is the Masechta that I have. I refer to this Masechta all the time. I have 35 places. It's very hard to understand what was going on until now. What they do last year. He never found out that you have to have a Purim Suda during the day and not at night. Very difficult. One day Colin Friedman's going to explain all these difficulties. Okay, we're stopping here, Rabbi Yisai, Holy Rabbi Yisai. We're stopping here. Next week, Linether, Mishnah on Daf Zayin on the base. Kol Tov, Hatzlacha, thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Kol Tov.
Hey, Rabbi.